It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gale Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us. And by phone, yes, social distancing, by phone we have Lynn Weaver. She is the facility assistant at the Van Mater Senior Activity and Wellness Center. First and foremost, the Wellness Center is closed to the public but not closed down. Right, Lynn?
That is correct. And thank you so much, Kim, for letting me do this by telephone.
Not a problem.
We are close to the public for our normal business hours, but we are still delivering our Meals on Wheels to our homebound seniors, and we are doing drive-through lunch service for our seniors age 60 and up. And if you're not currently a member, when you drive through the line, you can pick up a membership form. There is no fee to be a member. The only requirement is that you're age 60 or older. Our lunches are served from 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m., and you drive around to the back of the building, and the gals are out there by the kitchen door to take care of you. We are writing down names because we can turn those names into the state and get 97 cents for each person that we served. We are still asking if you have the money for a $3 donation to help cover the cost of the meal. But we're here, and the staff is here. We're answering the phones. If you have questions, give us a call. We are still doing well riders only for transportation between 8 and noon Monday and Friday, Monday through Friday. And so that means if you need to run to Harps or the grocery store, then we'll come and pick you up and let you do your shopping and take you back home. We're doing doctor's appointments that are well appointments only. We can't have anybody on the van who's sick, and we apologize, but there are other resources for that. So we are still doing that as well, and we just want all of our seniors to be safe.
That's very true. That's all we want, is for the safety of the community. And God bless your volunteers that are doing these lunches, by the way. Bless their hearts. I'm so glad that they're still doing that. You also had said right before we went on the air, Lynn, that you guys are really taking the spring cleaning and disinfecting very seriously.
We are. We absolutely are. Every single chair, table, wall, the floor, everything is being scrubbed down. From one end of the building to the other, so we're going to be sparkly clean for when we finally get to reopen, as well as being totally disinfected. We've also been able to do a little bit of painting, so when you come back, you'll notice a few little color changes. We've had some office rearranging going on as well, so there'll be new changes for everybody to see, just little ones, nothing major, but nice little changes that will make everything better for here at the Senior Center, and definitely clean and sanitized.
And it is such a great opportunity for folks that are maybe homebound, maybe not considered essential workers or wanting to stay in place. You just pointed out this is a great opportunity for them to make those changes, spruce things up, do some spring cleaning. Hey, here the weather is. And now we've got rain. It's spring, but a good opportunity for folks to get out and do some gardening and some planting this time of year as well. Let's talk a little bit more about the getting rides, and how do folks go about doing that? How do they get in touch with you, Lynn?
So they call the Senior Center. Our phone number is 870-424-3054. And we need at least a day's notice to get you on the van, and you just call up here and talk to one of the gals that answers the phone and explain your need, and they'll get you all signed up to go.
That makes it really, really easy, and thank goodness you guys are still providing that service as well. And for any seniors out there, or anyone that knows a senior that may be hungry or may be missing meals, please call the Van Mater Senior Center at 424-3054. We don't need anyone going hungry, do we?
Absolutely not. We do not want anyone out there of our seniors going hungry. That's what we're here for. So call us and let us know, and we'll do everything we can to help them.
Excellent. Miss Lynn, I can't wait to see you in person again, but we will check in with you here in the next couple of weeks and see what else may be going on at the Van Meter Senior Center, or if seniors have any needs, we'll be able to address some other questions as well, right?
Yes, because we're hoping to have some fundraisers going on, because one of the things that we are missing with having our doors closed to the public, we're not getting that 97 cents per person per day from the state. Mm-hmm. So if you're, I know there's many needs in the community, but if you're wondering, you know, about maybe making a little donation somewhere, the Van Meter Senior Center would definitely appreciate it. Our address is 1101 Spring Street, number 30 here in Mountain Home, and every penny helps keep these seniors fed.
That's very true. You know, you can be a hero in so many ways. We talk about the heroes on the front line, our doctors, our nurses, our first responders, but heroes like you and the crew out at Van Meter Senior Center are definitely an integral part of this community, and we need to make sure that they're taken care of as well. So, you know, if you've got an extra buck or two, go ahead and send it to the Van Meter Senior Activity and Wellness Center and help these folks continue doing such a great job with seniors in our community. Miss Lynn, take care. Stay healthy, my friend.
You do the same, Kim. We'll talk to you later.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.